There's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rabbah. The Ramban says that Avraham Avinu is descending to Mitzrayim because there was a hunger prevailing in Eretz Yisrael. Was some kind of a deviation. Why? First of all, should have been talking that the Rebbe told him, you go to Eretz Yisrael, stay there. Where are you going? And have betochen that you will be spared, you will be saved. The Rebbe told him to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why are you leaving Eretz Yisrael? You're afraid of hunger. Secondly, the dangers of going to Mitzrayim, what might happen to his household, fear of contamination, tazim. What are you doing? It's going to hurt. I say, turn the Ramban. The Ramban said just the opposite. Punkt verkehrt. And not only it was not a chet, it was a mitzvah, and more than that, and let's examine it. Hatayon Sarushin, who the midos, the who hachitzus abakoshes hachichim modon, lahamod as gufe, mahamizenis, ubaneshi modem. A human being has to be alert, and someone knows, knows ingenuity, and all his wisdom to spare himself, to protect himself against damage and hurt. Avraham Avinu, im shikwar hiticha hisbach, Hashem yisal abhatzlochas kinyano. Rebbe Shlomo gave him a guarantee that his possessions, in success, in every effort that he does, in every endeavor, go to Eretz Yisrael and you'll be successful. I'll bench you. He saw him with Ne'arov. With Ne'arov, the Rav, he was moved because of the hunger. Shehoi be'atz k'nam, l'leches le'atz Mitzrayim. He was moved to go to Eretz Mitzrayim to seek, to find sustenance for himself. And he did not restrain himself. If Shah told him you should stay in Eretz Kanaan, leaving Eretz Kanaan? If Shah told him to be in the Lord Kedusha is. And that's why he was going, that was the purpose of going there. The mitzvah of Hashem is brach is only to benefit mankind, to benefit the human being. Lois Yom is b'sibosam, not that he should die b'sibosam, unless found the mitzvah for the Rebbe that says, Yehoret Vayyada. And then in India there was no halacha of Yehoret Vayyada. So in other words, he faced a prospect of possible death because of hunger. So he had to fakir, that was his chayv, pick himself up and go and seek means of sparing your life. Because the Rebbe wants to do trade with us, not trade. Is this hashkofe, this understanding, this feeling, so he knew because of his understanding of the Chazda Hashem and the Toros Hashem, he understood that this would be the Chaz Hashem, the Das Terev. In other words, this concept of understanding of Das Terev, the knowing the Mahfura Fatah and Mahfura Fatah and the Dr. Way, to emulate Hashem and to understand the Rebbe's relationship to us and what the Rebbe wants from us. There is no Shulchan Aruch, we can't codify it. It can be codified because, as we have mentioned many times, that it's the Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Ra'an, in Hilchos Shcheinim, Perek Yudalet says, and Tiferes Yisrael says, there is no Shulchan Aruch, a codification in the Ingenim from Vasisa Yosher Ateir and the Father Basteir, because it's impossible to codify, because it's if you're Ace, if you're Asman, if you're Adam, if you're Amokim. So many variables that go in, that it's the Basteir that has to be focused on it, to determine what, under this situation, how I shall respond. And when you get the Basteir, you get the Basteir from Teir. So from there you get the Das Terev, what would the Rebbe Shlomo want me to do under these circumstances? So it's learning Chazal, learning everything in Chazal, and Musa, and Mensch, and Ashkofen, and Munen, and Bitochen, and what the Rebbe Shlomo wants me. And ultimately in the Hagoshes, of course, in determining the situation is more than just intellectual anschauing. It has to be a part of the human hagoshi, otherwise the hagoshi has such an impact on the judgment. It interferes with superior judgment. So that means fashtei the Rebbeishter wants it to the healthy way of bris. Tell us we don't want the healthy. And here's a situation where I might die. Is the purpose, he understood that a purpose that Elisha sent him to Eretz Knan because it's more conducive, it's more kedusha to attain it, to reach, to climb up on the higher on the ladder of spiritual achievement. That was the purpose, and therefore that could not be achieved if there's physical restrictions and severity that make person has to suffer. Until the hunger will cease and will be able to return to that market. So in other words, it wasn't with all the Havas Hashem, with all the Funkite, with all the family, I have to go leave my homeland, leave my native birth, and leave my father, leave my parents, and go to the school. Such significance that Rebbeishter has attributed to that, and which Avraham Avinu responded to with Cholov, that was for one of his yenis, and Mitamut. It's Trevor's always going to die, and it's a possibility. I forget to have been talking. Don't you start to bear a tether. Just as the Astazah. And then, Nachitlakach's Eitzel, and envision what might happen. Any step that a person takes in life. So the Torah tells me, Das Torah tells me, think about it. Envision. Take into consideration all repercussions as far as a human can go to say what might happen. Sometimes the Zahara tells us the husband talking, sure, your life just looks good, so we're there to Vatik. We have to think, is it good? Is it really good? Abba Bittachon says drink, use all your capabilities, everything that the Rebbeishter has endowed me with has to be placed at my disposal to be used. This is the Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. What will happen when I get to Mitzrayim? Now I've determined, as Chash from Nisei, that I have to go to Mitzrayim, and it's no violation of the Mitzvah Hashem. If I can't, that's the Ratzon Hashem. Put the Taket on my band, that's the Ratzon Hashem. I should go there. But what might happen there? The Tishash will have it. And then after you have also how to protect yourself against the impending dangers that might break upon me when I go to Mitzrayim. What might happen to me? Did the didn't ponder it, deliberate about it, and how to find means and ways to protect his soul? It's possible that when he start thinking them and the dangers are facing him, he might not be able to gather himself to because of the mehibus and the imposing danger, the impending danger and the pressure that he's under, he might not find the proper answer. So think about it before. Where is Anolat? And the more you're in a better situation to devise means and ways, to seek means and ways to protect yourself against what might be coming. What might happen to him? You have to think, what might happen to me? If I go here, if I go there, if I go to the world, if I go to the yeshiva, if I have to think, what might happen? Protect myself. We have to go, we can't stay in yeshiva forever, we might have to leave its portals, but we have to think. Es ist nicht Haus, ein Haus ist, ein Mensch darf doch trachten, und das ist der Rotz nach Hashem. Also has to weigh what might happen against if he can, even if he has to engage all his capabilities and his profundity, even if it's to reduce, it's also getting in a place of danger. Not a place of danger, but it's less danger. That also requires summoning of all my energies and all my cares. It's less danger. Now, Rabbi said, we'll look at the last Eros HaRavi. Regarding this situation, HaRavi Beteis, Hashkofe. Here we get into the Hashkofe. What is the Hashkofe? The Hula Rambeno Ufin Hashkochas Hashem is Bore B'Tzadikim. The Hashkoche from Hashem is Bore B'Tzadikim. At Shikror Higia, he hated the Negoim, David Mepara. The Ebishtah brought that plague upon Parah, but they said, Ishmael Eishis Nevira Mahaknus. To protect Sarah and to guard her against the shame and contamination. When the Yefi saw that was Avram was afraid that this would be a means to lose his life because of that, so the Eibishter turned it around and reversed it. That was a keli lishmirasi ulatzoras tochas kinyanim, to secure him and to have success with his kinyanim. Now we learn from this that Mashi Igiya now tell us the Midas of the days. We have to tell us in Midas how he should think, how he should conduct himself within the framework of Das Tehre. The Midas Uben Deis. In other words, Avraham Avinu was aware of the Deis as well, not only the Midas. The Deis that the Hebrews that hit Tzadikim. The Hebrews shall find a way with Nisim, Manus Nisim. He says, how Sarah was spared and saved that from contamination was not Papidah HaTele. It was Nisim. And he was able to this because to quote your daughter, Mashiachia, Mehatele has been Midas in the days. Because of the Midas that we had just recounted before, Ube Deis Bipneha Amono, Rahashkoch Hazes. If a person takes acts properly, with understanding, with logic, he uses his kingdom that the Rebbe gave him to save his life, which is the Rebbe wants me to be well, the Rebbe wants me to be made of me, I should have fun, and I should be able to serve Hashem better, and everything the Rebbe wants, all the good for me, and therefore I have to summon all my powers and capacities, every ounce of energy, to implement, to as far as I can implement that. And I used to have two nisim with me. Mamish nisim, so I could have had to work because of the fact that I took these precautions and Hamanu asked. It was with Amuna in the Hashkoche. In other words, when we do something that logistics that seem to be essential for us to do, to spare us, to bring something for us, so to speak. But this is a normal thing that I do, and it's not contrary to Emuna, it's not contrary to Hashgacha, but if we are at such a level that we can do something that is a method that brings us good, that spares us, or whatever, and we can do it without feeling it's my seichel, my understanding, it's not contrary. I don't feel kochavetz miyori. It's not contrary to Hashem. If the Rebbe doesn't want, I will do it. If the Rebbe gives me keach vasechol, the Rebbe gives me, I'm not violating gepes. I'm not keifach over it. That's my gruva, my seichel, my tuna that did. All became atrege. More than that, shamitzvah, shtavus is a mitzvah. Is it just a tnai? Tonight I will give you, if you'll be mishtad, b'chachticha b'chol asher tase. You have to be mishtad, apidecha teva, what you can. Then I'll give you, if you stand, you sit, and that, not missing, you won't get it. You got to do whatever you can. If you do whatever you can, I will get missing. It's not more dos, it was much more beyond that. There was, the all that he did was in the amunah b'ashkocha, in amunah b'ashkocha. What motivated him, the force that saturated every move that he made in this, so to speak, situation of self-preservation, which required certain steps and apidach hatera, this all was emune, but not contrary to emune, not kecheresim yod, not only at night. This was the emune Hashgachas Hashem. I'm doing it mit hamune und was für hamune. I mean, you see, what kind of an amunah am I doing? What kind of amunah is moving my, this man doing the practicality of it? what kind of a moon is moving it. Our moon of Hashbrocha is Hashem of Nisi. This is the moon that I am doing it. This is what Hashem wants me to do. He wants me. He's so kind and he's even his kindness. And this is what he wants me to do. And I'm doing it with a moon in his Hashbrocha to the extent of Nisim Shalai Kedera Chatera. This is our attitude, this approach, this is the Hashkofe that Rabbah is teaching us, that we are learning from, that has transpired here in Midas Unim Deus.